I'm entitled to say yes because I find myself saying no so often. It is so easy to find fault with teenagers. If it's not what they're saying, it's how they're saying it or their body language with it. It's how they're dressing or not dressing. There's ample opportunity to say no to teenagers, but we've got to catch ourselves because no is such a knee-jerk response. And we need to find reasons to say yes. Surprise them with yeses. Also, the more frequently we say yes, the more likely our no will be accepted. The more likely the teenager will understand that this no carries the weight of love and relationship behind it. It's not just a killjoy, I don't understand you, I don't love you, I don't care for you, therefore no. But it's more than that as well. With teenagers, we need to keep our nose to issues that affront our personal values, our family values, rather than issues of personal preference. We've got to accept that there's other music other than Neil Diamond, that there are other shoes other than grasshoppers, and that there are other hairstyles other than a crew cut. The world has moved on. Our values mustn't move on. Our values mustn't change. But the way we express our values, our personal preferences, they will change. And teens have a desperate need to be heard or to feel that they've been heard. If we cut across their explanation with the emphatic no, they will retreat into themselves, and there's nothing worse than a resentful, bitter teenager who feels that they haven't been heard.